At least they had the opportunities.
Tyson Dick will take the faceoff for the Badgers. Moved over to center tonight with Christian Fitzgerald out of the lineup. But it's Beto Walton who will control for Northeastern. Played around the boards all the way down the ice. They wave off the icing call here. Badgers ring it around the near wall and back out to center ice. Where Nolan Hayes in his own zone plays it out to center ice. Bouncing around, it finds the stick of Liam Walsh. He goes with a cross-ice pass right in front of the Badger bench. It's bouncing around off the boards and off a couple of sweaters. Pass Lotch and goes deep into the Badger zone. Controlled by Whitelaw. Puts it on the stick of Tassie. Tassie has to regain control of it. His pass towards the middle is picked off and dumped back into the Badger zone. Daniel Lotch goes behind the net. Nice pass right up the middle to Tyson Dick, and the Badgers can break it out cleanly. Now going on the attack, leading 1-0. Whitelaw takes the pass. A backhander goes up high. And I don't know if the shoulder or blocker of Whitehead got a piece of it or not, but it was a good effort by William Whitelaw.
Look out.
Here comes Northeastern on the attack. Ritskovian gives it off to Williams, who had a hat trick last night. Spins around and throws one back the other direction, a centering pass. That's picked off by Dick. He gives it off to Horbach, and the Badgers go for a change as Horbach wrists it around the glass. Kept in by Bantle. Puts on the brakes on the backhand on the far side, looking for some help. Getting it as the Badgers finishing that change. Bantle tries to let the wrist shot go. That's blocked. Then Bantle hauls his man down, and Carson's going to get the gate here for the penalty call. He had slipped. He had fallen. He was out of gas, and he was in trouble defensively, and so the last resort was to take the penalty.
And not the greatest ballet move that he has ever put out here. Not very stable on his skates sometimes, and when he goes down, it was inadvertent. He ended up sticking his stick, and I think that the Northeastern player actually stepped on his stick rather than being hooked.
It was Cam Lund, the former Green Bay Gambler, who saw the puck being turned over to his teammate. He spun around to get the feet moving and try to see if he could get a breakaway opportunity, and as you said, then spun right into the stick of Bantle, who goes to the gate now into the penalty box for a two-minute tripping call here with 4:25 to go in the first period. So the first power play of the evening goes to Northeastern. They're going to try to redo the faceoff here. Cilia will take it for the Badgers. He's matched up against Eli Sebastian for Northeastern. Badgers penalty kill unit, a strength so far this season, no doubt about it. For Wisconsin, they were perfect last night, the Badger penalty kill. Shot off the draw is deflected, goes up off the glass, comes to the near side, pass is picked off by D. St. Foul, and he'll play it out of the zone and all the way down the ice.
Yeah, these will be 25, 30-second shifts at best for the tandems that come out to kill this penalty.
Badger penalty kill unit, 91.4% on the season. They've killed off 64 of the 70 man advantages they face. Sebastian with it along the near boards at the top of the circle. Gets around Lindmark, slides a pass back to the point as they work it around the perimeter. A centering pass right out front and cutting to the net was Borghese. They couldn't connect there, and the Badgers able to clear it all the way down the ice and get some fresh legs on the ice.
But you saw who the first shooter was. That was Williams. He's going to take the shot no matter where he is.
He had a hat trick for Northeastern last night. They scored 3 goals in the second period as they rallied against the Bulldogs of Minnesota Duluth, and then won in overtime thanks to Williams' goal in the 3-on-3 extra session. Williams with it now right up front. A nice diving effort. Deflects the shot, and it goes up off the glass. Vladichuk got to it and deflected it.
Went off the net. Yeah. I don't understand why the referee didn't blow the whistle in the initial plays.
He didn't, and as you mentioned, it was Justin Ritskovian who was waving and pointing at the net, saying that's where it hit, and finally the official blew the whistle and said we'll have a faceoff in the Badger zone. At least that's what they're discussing at the moment.
Well, the Badgers have had 4 different changes for the faceoff, and they're trying to bargain for the faceoff outside the zone, but when the shot was taken, it was deflected by a Badger defenseman and went way up into the netting, and the referee just stood there and watched it.
Badgers have killed off 25 of the last 26 man advantages they face, including 2-for-2 last night. Horbach gets it out of the zone. He's got a man with him in Lindmark, but he couldn't get to the puck in time, good Jack. But the Badgers do get it out of the zone with now 3 minutes to go in the period, 30 seconds and counting in the tripping minor to Bantle. Huskies bring it in the offensive zone. Lund throws up a pass. It bounces up high in the air. Comes back to Lund. Had a man back door. Slides it to him. Campbell is denied right out front. He was knocked out of the air by Williams. A wrist shot from the point. That's blocked. Lindmark has it now. He'll race the other way. Lund right with him. Lindmark on his backhand. Puts on the brakes looking for some help. Late help was coming, but not in time when D. St. Paul. And he turns the puck over. Oh, a great chance after Williams knocked it out of the air. Collision right in front of the Huskies bench. Slow to get over now is Lindmark, and that's what the crowd reaction was. And Lindmark taking his time to get over the boards. Thrown back into the Badgers zone. Williams can't control it. Cilia gets it for Wisconsin. Badgers back at five skaters. We're even strength. Long lead pass through center ice. Finds D. St. Fall. He's all alone, however, and outnumbered. Waiting for some help as the Badgers in the middle of a change. Puck bounces around and finds Cilia on his forehand. Try to throw it back to D. St. Fall. That didn't connect. Dexheimer's facing a one-on-one situation with Fontaine. Fontaine's shot is blocked. It comes to the near corner. And Gunnar Wolf will play it below the net. Reaching for his Pilatichuk, can't get to it. It'll squirt back to the point, held by the Huskies here. Long shot from the point. I'm not sure that McCullough ever saw it. It hit him and came to the near boards. There was a lot of traffic right in front of him. Hunter McDonald plays it into the Badger end. Tries to follow up on it along the near boards. Controlled by Dexheimer. He'll play it off the back wall behind his net to Pilatichuk. Looks, long lead pass to D. St. Fall. Quick one-touch springs Whitelaw, waiting for some help as the Badgers are in the middle of change. And instead, Whitelaw has it poked out right off his stick. Here come the Huskies on a two-on-two rush. Shot from top of the near circle is deflected off the stick of Andy Moore and goes to the far corner. Then Moore rides Mellenbacher hard into the wall right in front of the Badger bench, hitting him from behind. And then Moore gets another crack at Mellenbacher. Here's Whitelaw getting it to Mellenbacher on the attack. Owen's shot is denied. Badgers control here in the final minute of the period. Vorlicki cuts to the middle. Vorlicki on his forehand. His shot hits a skate and never reaches the net. Huskies able to play it softly out to center ice where Scholl scoots it up. Looks, goes cross ice. He was going to go cross ice. I thought he was going to Scholl, but it was picked off by Stramel. Stramel drops it for Scholl. He's hauled down, and the Badgers will get a power play with just 42.8 to go in the opening period.
That's about as weak as Scholl has been on his stick. He's a big, strong man who had his stick down, and all of a sudden his feet just kind of flipped out from underneath of him. Regardless of the call, 42 seconds left here in the first period, and Northeastern will make their way to the penalty box. 2 minutes for hooking.
Interestingly enough, Cam Lund, the man who created the power play for Northeastern a moment ago, is the one who's going to the penalty box now after hauling down Scholl. So the Badgers will go on the power play. 42.8 here in the first period. We saw last night it was the Badgers having to kill one off in a similar situation. In fact, it was a five-minute major that extended well into the second period. They win the faceoff, comes back to Dexheimer at the point. He'll slide it to Lucius, top of the near circle. Goes down low to Bantle. Spins around, put his back to the defenders in front of him, but couldn't control the puck long enough to get off the shot. Lucius has it top of the circle. He dangled it, couldn't decide whether to shoot it or pass it. It deflected and allowed Northeastern to get it out of the zone.
He just wanted to get it over to Matty.
Here comes Cilia on the rush for Wisconsin. In over the line on his backhand side. Peels off, gets it to his forehand, snaps it to Lucius. Lucius waits. Had a defender sliding in front of him. McDonald was blocking the path just long enough and then deflects the shot. Bantle comes from out behind the net. Slides the puck off the boards to Lucius. Lucius going cross ice, final seconds, long shot through traffic from D. St. Fall, deflects and out of play. And an entertaining first period. What was maybe choppy at the start certainly picked up in flow, an opportunity and excitement here as it went on, and it ends with the Badgers on top, just as they were last night, by a score of 1-0. Our first intermission report coming your way next, but first, we owe our stations across the Badger Hockey Radio Network a 10-second legal ID. I win the bet, Ian. I'm getting this baby in. 10 seconds for a legal ID. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Badgers lead Northeastern by the score of 1-0 after one period of play. Our first intermission report coming your way next here from Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. It's the championship game of the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Make organizing your home your first New Year's resolution with help from Menards. Keep your home organized with Designer's Image Closet Solutions. They're perfect for storing clothes and hanging accessories. Find the closet solution that's right for you and save big money. Get a Designer's Image white wooden closet system for $399.94 now at Menards. Check out this and more great deals going on now during Menards New Year's Sale. Prices good through December 31st.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two, and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own Shouse, design your custom layout, and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today.
With over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. And don't miss the Wisconsin Hockey Hour on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. Head coaches Mike Hastings and Mark Johnson join us to discuss their squads and the series to come. Catch Coach Hastings every week on the Badger Hockey Digest as well. That's available on the Badger Hockey X account and the UW Facebook as well as YouTube page. And, of course, UWBadgers.com. Badgers leading Northeastern by a score of 1-0. Our American Family First Intermission Report coming your way next here from Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects. Quick releases, optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight to a low in the low 20s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, high mid 30s. Some snow showers tomorrow night into Sunday morning, then more clouds and low 30s for Sunday. Sunshine is back for New Year's Day Monday, a high in the mid 30s. It's 28 degrees right now.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Back at Pfizer Forum, our American Family First Intermission Report coming your way, where the Badgers lead this championship game of the third annual Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff, 1-0 over Northeastern. And Ian, we said we'd be watching, especially in the first few minutes, to see how the Badgers would come out. A little choppy start with a lot of whistles, but then the flow picked up as the period moved along. What did you think of the way the Badgers came out here in the opening 20 minutes?
Well, it didn't take very long for them to make an adjustment. The one thing that became quite obvious is that Northeastern is holding back that third forward, and he's relatively high in the slot. So when the Badgers get control, he just continues to back out, which means that the offside winger or the near winger is going to be open for a stick-to-stick pass, and the Badgers have recognized that and gotten a good play out of it. But the other part that the wingers have now recognized, that when I get the puck, their offside winger has backed out of the zone, so I've got some time to go. And I can't believe how many times the Badgers have just walked out of the defensive zone when they had control of the puck and got it to the center ice line and shot it in or made a good pass across or whatever the case may be. I'm sure Northeastern is aware of that, and they'll change that going into the second period, but the jump was there. The electricity was there. They all came out with happy feet.
Yeah, where they've had some open ice in their own zone, as you mentioned, coming out, they found some clog space in the slot area in front of the Northeastern net, where a number of shots or pass attempts, maybe one too many passes, whatever the case may be, even if it's a shot, where it's hard to get it onto the net because there's a lot of bodies between the stick of the shooter and Cameron Whitehead, the netminder for the Huskies.
Well, you get into a situation where in old-time hockey, we used to call it the hat system, where you come back with a large brim, but when you get back inside the defensive zone as a defenseman, you're basically a hat, a semicircle, whatever you'd like to call it. And everybody at the top is responsible for the people, their people at the top, and everybody in the bottom is responsible for the people at the bottom. And it makes people play on the outskirts, on the outside of the puck, on the outside of the ice rink circles. And when you're outside the circles, your chances of scoring are not very good. It's a good defensive system if you have kids who believe in it and will work at it.
Simon Tassie got the only goal of that opening period for the Badgers. His
7. Change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
Kids are like
Back at Fiserv Forum with the Badgers. Lead Northeastern by the score of 1-0 after one period of play. Simon Tassie, as I mentioned, got the only goal of that first period, his seventh of the season, as we take a look at some of the stats for that opening 20 minutes. Northeastern with 13 shots on goal to the Badgers. 8, and that means Whitehead has 7 saves for Northeastern, while the Badgers, McClellan with 13. And you look at the power plays, Northeastern 0-for-1. Badgers were able to kill off that first one. They are in their first power play, are the Badgers, right now. They'll have about a minute and a half or so, looking at the clock, actually a minute 18 officially, still to go, remaining in that man advantage. So a fairly clean first period of play, with each team just taking one penalty. A rare sight to see a team that's beating the Badgers, although marginally in the faceoff dot, 11-9 advantage for Northeastern, while the Badgers have 8 blocks to Northeastern's 4. But the Badgers leading it 1-0 over Northeastern. Our second period of play in this championship game of the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff coming your way next. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
Toasting to the new year? This celebration has been going on around the world for thousands of years. Many revelers include resolutions for the year ahead. It's an opportunity for renewal and to set some goals, whether you focus on health, work, or relationships. Intentions to improve your life is the best possible thing to do for 2024. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
Make this New Year's Eve about toasting to new beginnings, not worrying about dinner preparations. Let Quality Foods do the cooking with complete New Year's prime rib dinners. Just heat and serve. Imagine welcoming the new year with open arms and a table full of delights. Quality Foods will craft a festive feast, each bite filled with the warmth of the season, so you can focus on what truly matters. Order your hassle-free New Year's prime rib dinner now from Quality Foods locations in Wisconsin Rapids. More details at qualityfoodswisrapids.com.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
The Ad Council.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. And by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
Badgers' quest for a 7th win in a row and 2nd championship title in this Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff in the last 3 years is off to a good start. They lead Northeastern by the score of 1-0, and Ian's been celebrating during the break by dancing along with Neil Diamond here, Sweet Caroline, along with the good crowd we've got on hand here tonight. Lots of Badger faithful, lots of red all around the arena as the Badgers and the Huskies return to the ice, getting ready for period number 2.
I don't think we ever did get official stats on attendance for last night, did we not?
No, good crowd last night, but he looks like even more tonight. You can see some people up in the upper level, and the suites have a few more people in them as well. Doesn't hurt that the host, if you will, Wisconsin Badgers, are ranked 6th in the country.
Correct.
Back in the championship game, and as I mentioned, are shooting for a 7th win in a row, and the weather's a little better tonight out on the streets than it was last night, and it was pretty ugly, as you well know, traveling back and forth to Madison.
I think it's we've emphasized it significantly, is people in Milwaukee, you know, you start playing a 7 o'clock game on Friday night, that means they've got to leave here at 4:30 or 5, or leave work, da-da-da-da-da, come to a Badger hockey game. When it's right in your backyard, let's take the opportunity.
as you well know, and I do when I have my time in Duluth to accommodate many of the people that were coming from the Iron Range for games. They play those Friday night games at 7:30 to allow folks to get home from work and come on over to the games. As opposed to Saturday, we've got a little more time. We're back underway now with period number two. The Badgers control, and they are on the cutest power play. Play it back to the point to Dexheimer. Along the near side, he'll go cross ice with it to Lucius. Top of the circle, walks it down to the dot. Back to Dexheimer. Top of the far circle, doesn't see an opening. Comes to D. St. Paul near side. Matthew can't find anything that he likes. Goes back to Dexheimer. Dexheimer into the skates of D. St. Paul with the pass. D. St. Paul back to Dexheimer. Swings it down to Lucius, bottom of the circle. Ooh. Had a man out front, tried to get it. Dilcilia went through his skates and back out to center ice.
Did everything right. Took the guy down low with him. It made a bad pass.
D. St. Paul gives off at center ice to Cilia. Ian over the line. Cilia, who's a big power play goal-scoring specialist a year ago at Minnesota State before transferring here, hasn't found the back of the net as many times this season on the man advantage of the season whole, but got two goals last night. Northeastern able to clear the zone, send it all the way down to McClellan. Final 15 seconds of the Badgers power play. One more rush in than maybe here as Lotch cranks it up out of his own zone. In neutral ice, he gives it off to Lindmark. It's chopped off his stick right at the line. Lotch gets control of it. He'll wrist it around the boards to get it in deep, but that's going to pretty much do it as now Lund comes back out of the box for the Huskies, and they've got a chance for a three-on-three rush the other way. Pass comes to Lund on the near side. His shot goes well up over McClellan's head and off the netting and out of play. So minute and a half gone by here in the second period. Still 1-0 Badgers. They weren't able to capitalize on that power play.
Coach Hastings' words are ringing in my year. We have to have more of a, instead of a pretty pass and just flopping it into the open net, how about we blast it once or twice? Three or four times that they had opportunities to shoot, they didn't.
I asked him on the pregame show, is it easier to teach penalty kill than power play, or does one take a little more time and feel? Do you have a sense for one way or another on that? Because obviously the penalty kill has been great. Power play still needs to get cranking here.
Well, offensive skills are a big part of power play. There's no question about it. Defensive commitment is the biggest part of penalty killing.
Some things that you can draw them up and have plays that you can't teach in the power play. You have to have those skills.
Correct.
With the individuals running the power play. Northeastern in his own zone will play it out to center ice, but it's chopped at by Lindmark and hacked back into the offensive zone. Hunter McDonald controls for the Huskies, plays it to Lund at his own blue line. Lund trying to avoid a check, but gets bumped down to the ice by Scholl, maintaining control of the puck, but only for a moment. Horbach brings it back in. Horbach shot deflects over to Dick. Tyson Dick's shot well wide of the net, but Scholl holds it along the far boards. Gets it down below the goal line to Dick. Badgers in the middle of a change. In this second period now, the Badger bench is right in front of the offensive blue line. Get it down below the goal line, but Tassie is hauled down to the ice. No penalty call coming there. Whitelaw with it. Below the goal line, he goes behind the net, gives it off to Tassie. Simon Tassie with a sharp angle shot. That's knocked aside by Whitehead. Badgers keep it in, however. Shot from the far boards. Goes well wide of the net by Whitelaw. Held at the line by Pilatichuk. Gets it off to Tassie. He'll bring it just inside the blue line. Goes cross ice with a pass. It went right into the skate of Pilatichuk. Turned over now. And Lund brings it out to center for Northeastern. Nice defensive play by Dexheimer to knock it off his stick. Gets it out to center ice to Whitelaw. He's got Tyson Dick with him. Whitelaw cuts to the middle and rifles a wrist shot that goes high and over top of the net. He's got a good shot. Gets a lot on it, but just need to put a few more of those on the net. Held at the line by Lotch. His wrist shot goes well wide of the net. Tassie along the near boards. He'll backhand it down low just to keep it in the zone. And then Simon heads off for a change. Fisher for Northeastern plays it ahead. It's tipped deep into the Badger zone. Kerr gets to it. Watched by Campbell. Plays it ahead. Badgers clean it out. Get it out of the zone cleanly. Nice quick breakout. Mellenbacher with it on his backhand. Gets it to his forehand. Shoots it off the side of the net. Crowd was reacting to the netting. Moving just a bit, but it was the outside of the cage that it hit. Stang keeps it deep, gets it to Stramel. Stramel pinned up against the wall. Stang hands it. He'll backhand it back towards the point. Kerr is there to keep it in. Gets it to Stang. The Eau Claire native plays it below the goal line to Stramel. Stramel on his backhand, looking to get his offense going. Along the far boards, gets to the forehand. Centering pass to Flex, bounces around slowly. Stang trying to keep it in. Can't do so, but a shoulder check disrupts the play, and the Badgers take over control. Kerr with a long lead pass off the stick of Stramel, just in over the line where Fisher has it. He'll play it cross ice, and Northeastern can get it out of its zone. Ritzkovian gets it in deep. Kerr is there to greet him below the goal line. They collide. Ritzkovian. That's Justin, not Dylan, his brother. Justin, the older one, played for Sioux City. out of, well, Ile-Bizard, Quebec, I believe it is. You're going to tell me that I'm wrong in my French-Canadian pronunciation of that?
Yeah, Ile-Bizard.
Ile-Bizard, Ile-Bizard, Quebec. Stoppage here and an icing call on the Badgers, so we'll go back to the Wisconsin zone, and I'll learn more French-Canadian speak here as we go along, courtesy of Ian. Face off to the right of Kyle McClellan.
To be honest with you, I've never heard of it.
You never?
Never heard of the place.
Wow. That is saying something. Mellenbacher to take the draw for the Badgers. Loses it. Northeastern shot goes wide of the net off the backboards, but they keep it in the zone. Trailing 1-0. Ritzkovian tries to wrap it around with the backhand. Denied, but gets control of the puck, then turns it over on the pass right at the blue line. DeSaint fall in alone. In fact, he's outnumbered, but still has it on his forehand. Gets it below the goal line. Looking for some late help as the Badgers were in the middle of a change. DeSaint fall just leaves it along the boards for Scholes. Gets it back to DeSaint fall just inside the line. Vorlicki snaps off a wrist shot. That bounces around and finds its way to the toe of Cameron Whitehead, who made the save. Scholes plays it off the boards, past Lucius, into the offensive zone for the Badgers, who lead it 1-0. 5 minutes gone by here in the second period of this championship game of this third annual Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. Lucius takes the long lead pass at the offensive blue line. Slams on the brakes, looks for some help, doesn't see it, so goes back to his backhand. He'll play it around the boards behind the net. Cilia along the far side is ridden up against the wall, keeps the puck and escapes, but gets it now to his stick. Goes below the goal line as the Badgers finish a change as DeSaint Fall heads off. Late coming onto the ice was the man just changing for him. It was Horbach, whose shot was denied. Rebound came to his backhand, couldn't control it, and then slid it wide of the net. Had a yawning Cage staring him in the face. Fontaine gets it into the offensive zone, gives it off to Lund. Lund slams on the brakes, goes cross ice, then a one-timer. It's deflected, hit a stick up front, never reached the net off the blast by Liam Walsh. In the Badger zone, Dexheimer tries to take it away from Lund, wins that battle, gets it to Horbach, who, as he put it to his backhand and tried to get ahead of steam and make a rush with Lucius, had it knocked off his stick. Plotichuk follows up, his shot goes wide of the net. Long lead breakout pass finds Lund for Northeastern. In over the line, sends a wrist shot that goes over the blocker and over the cage, past McClellan. Tassie with it on his backhand, plays it around the boards. A broken stick below the goal line there as well, causing a bit of an obstruction. Pinched at the line, but the Badgers with a chance to rush the other way. Here's Lindmark with it. In over the line, cuts to the middle of his forehand. Wrist shot is denied. Rebound was there, but Tassie couldn't collect it. A chance to clear, and they get it out of the zone, do the Huskies, getting it out to center ice, but turn it right over. Kerr has it, plays it ahead to Tassie. He'll backhand it towards the middle, finds Lindmark, who just couldn't control it as he split two defenders, cutting in on the net. At center ice, Plotichuk plays it softly to the backhand to Fisher just over the line. Fisher back out to center, and Northeastern will get it into the Badger zone as they head for a change. 1-0 Badgers on top, nearing 7 minutes gone by here in the second period. Pass at center ice off the stick of Scholl. He was tied up, couldn't control it. That allows the Huskies with a chance to get it in the zone. Couldn't do so. Whitelaw now collects it at the offensive blue line. His wrist shot hits escape. Comes right in on net, and Cameron Whitehead will cover up with a couple of Badgers bearing right on top of him looking for the rebound.
Did you ever notice that when you take a look at William Whitelaw, he already had shot on his mind when he came off the bench.
Yeah, I think he heads over the boards thinking that way. Today's game is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. And RBC Wealth Management wishes the Wisconsin men's hockey team a great season. RBC Wealth Management, the presenting sponsor of this 75th season of Wisconsin Badger Hockey. Mellenbacher to take the offensive zone faceoff for the Badgers, who lead it 1-0. Pulls it back, but it goes past Stang, comes to the blue line, and a chance to clear for Dylan Ritzkovinen. Dumps it into the offensive zone. McClellan will play it around the boards. It comes to Stang off his skates. He couldn't control it. Turns it over. Stang following up. Couldn't poke it out of the zone and kept in by the visitors. Back to the point. Shot right at the blue line, but thought he held it, but Pito Walton was offside with the puck as it just got over the blue paint.
Yes, I'm pretty sure that the brothers and Pito Walton will be on the all-name team of teams that we have played. I do, at the end of every series, I write down a couple qualifiers for the all-name team, but These guys are jumping up to the lead right away.
Well, those of you that weren't with us last night, consider yourselves lucky, at least in one regard. You didn't have to hear us try to throw out lyrics and song titles to Brian Adams, who was playing for Air Force. Believe me, we relived the 80s and early 90s. Palatichuk with a centering pass, tried to get it to Cilia, that never connected. Now Palatichuk has it below the goal line in the offensive zone.
What's he doing down there?
He spins away from Chuck. I'm not sure, but he's working hard right now. He's just tied up against the boards. A big hit delivered by Cilia as he goes up high. And then the puck comes back towards David down in the corner. Now Lucius has it just inside the blue line. Lucius walking down the middle as Rashad is deflected and goes wide of the net. Dexheimer has it along the near boards. Trying to centering pass that. Hits the skate. Goes back to the point to Cilia. He'll go to the middle on his forehand. Rashad is blocked up front. Comes back to Cilia. Reloads and then fires it over top of the cage. Held at the line by Lotch on the near side. Throws it towards the net. That's blocked up front. Sent just over the blue line. Lotch is there. Jousts at it. Gets it in over the line. Good offensive zone pressure for the Badgers. Just not many shots on the net as Nolan Hayes plays it all the way down the ice. Icing call here on the Huskies, who are in the middle of a change.
And I don't think that's a legitimate icing call. I think it was tipped by the Northeastern player just outside the Badger blue line. They'll probably bring the faceoff to center ice because it was an error made by the officials. And we will start fresh with 11:30. And the Badgers left in the second period, and the Badgers still up 1-0, but had good offensive pressure pretty much all the second period.
From your lips to the referee's ears, as every Northwestern player coming over the bench held up their gloves saying, why are we calling ice? And we tipped the puck. Badgers control off the faceoff. Tyson Dick gets it in over the line, and then he's knocked down the ice by a heavy hit from Jackson Dorrington. At center ice, it's dumped into the Badgers' zone. Carroll will be the first one there for Wisconsin. Plays it along the far boards to Whitelaw, who just tried to tip it on the redirection pass on the breakout. Was far off its target, but Scholl follows up in the offensive zone. He spins out a tire as he's knocked down to the ice. Centering pass comes out front. Whitelaw has it now, takes it below the goal line. Whitelaw trying to get away from a couple checks. Nice pass to Tyson Dick. Goes back to Whitelaw. Flutters off his stick on the backhand side. Tyson Dick with it along the near boards. Tries to throw it towards the net. Hits another Husky skate. Can't get to its target. Dick gloves it down at the line, and then his centering pass is picked off by Cipani. He'll get it out and down into the Badgers zone. Scholz is there for the Badgers. Slams it off the boards to Vorlicki. Vorlicki, the Badgers captain, ahead to Tyson Dick. Badgers break it out cleanly as Sawyer Scholl now. Got a man with him up front. Throws it off the blocker of the net niner, Whitehead. Then a centering pass is picked off, and the Huskies able to gain control of it. Jack Williams plays it out to center ice, but four Badgers right there all in having like a town hall meeting. Pick off the pass. Nobody knew who to go and take the pocket skate with it as they separated. And now finally Bantle dumps it in deep. Badgers leading at 1-0, nearing the midway point here. 10-10 to go in the second period. In the near side, Bantle had it in his skates. Then he's knocked down to the ice. That allows the Huskies to get it out to center ice. Borghese in over the line. Back to Williams. His shot is blocked. Dexheimer scoops up the loose puck. Has a pass in the offensive zone through the high slot. Nobody home. And it's turned over. Lund had it. Played it back along the near boards. Kept in by the Huskies, but only momentarily. Then Bantle is hauled down. He was trying to draw a penalty call, and I think he did indeed. How much of that one was legit? How much of it was selling job as Bantle was out of gas? Either way, it was effective. And the Badgers will get another power play. A Kunis power play. They're going to take a timeout, though, before they do get that man advantage, and we will as well. Badgers on top, 1-0, 9:42 to go in the second period. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects. Quick releases. Optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey, Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/Zamboni to register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game. One lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride on the Culver's Zamboni during intermission. That's uwbadgers.com/Zamboni. Badgers now going to go on a Kunis power play, their second of the evening. As Carson Bantle was hauled down and leading 1-0, they'll try to add to their lead. Penalty call going on the younger of the two Ritzkovinen brothers. Dylan gets the gate for interference. It was a good-looking hip check, though, right at the blue line that he put out there. As Dexheimer wheels it out of his own zone through center ice. In over the offensive blue line. On his forehand, has it knocked off his stick. Retrieves it momentarily. Now pins it in his skates up against the backboards right behind the net. He'll play it along the wall to the near side. D. St. Paul has it. Sends it across the blue line to Lucius. Top of the circle. Lucius on his forehand. Shoots and scores! Cruz Lucius, a power play goal. 2-0 Badgers.
About time.
Wow.
We've seen the other two guys shoot and miss 1,000 times, and then all of a sudden he gets one opportunity, and it was a perfect one. Cruz Lucius knows where the net is, and he knows how to put the puck in it.
Cruz
Congratulations,
Lucius,
young man.
His team-leading 9th goal on the season. And when we talked in the pregame show with head coach Mike Hastings about the power play, he said about keeping it simple, getting that net front presence, and getting a shot. Carson Bantle provided the perfect screen as he stood right in front of Cameron Whitehead. And Lucius ripped it, leaving no doubt to give the Badgers a 2-0 lead thanks to the power play tally. And in fact, it looks like the officials are going to go down and review this one. I'm not sure if there's been a challenge maybe for goaltender interference, because as I said, Bantle was camped right in front of Whitehead. Indeed, well, goaltender interference is what they're looking for, but I didn't see any contact between Bantle, and it was
nothing,
right at the edge of the crease.
You got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
I mean, so what if you lose a timeout? Yip-de-doo-dah. You can play the game by shooting the puck over the boards and getting your timeout in that respect. That's always been my philosophy anyway. And you get into a situation now where you're down 2-0. The momentum has just jumped over to the Badgers' side here for the second period in particular. And you get into a situation where your team is looking for something, for you to do something to give them the edge back or get the edge back for them. And I think that Northeastern did the right thing by challenging it. If it's close enough, it's close enough. Let's put it that way.
We don't have the luxury here of a monitor to be able to give us a replay. We only saw the one quick one that they put on the overhead scoreboard. And Lucius was very calm and just standing there in front of the netminder Whitehead. Didn't look like any contact, but again, it was one quick view was all we got. The officials have reviewed it. They're emerging now from the penalty box, and we'll get the call. They have waved off the goal, so as you said, nothing to lose. They gained here. They'll take that goal off the scoreboard.
Goaltender interference, I guess, against Bantle is going to be the official call.
What would be nice is if they put on the overhead scoreboard here, give us a full look at what happened, because maybe there was some contact before they picked it up in what we saw.
After review, there is no goal. It was deemed that there was goaltender interference with Wisconsin clear in the crease.
They ruled that Bantle was in the crease. Mike Hastings not looking too pleased about the call over on the Badger bench, but the Badgers will continue now in the power play. It still has 1:20 to go in the man advantage here. Back with a 1-0 lead instead of 2-0. Dexheimer around the boards, plays it in the near side to D. St. Paul on his backhand, gets it off to Cilio, who plays it back to the point to Lucius, who thought he had a goal a moment ago. Cruz walks it down low, puts on the brakes, goes back to D. St. Paul at the point. Top of the circle, slides it up middle to Dexheimer. Over to Lucius, back in that spot again in the circle. Yeah. He tried to slide it towards the middle to Cilio, and that one had little chance of connecting there. Sent all the way down the ice by Northeastern, stopped by McClellan, and the Huskies can change their penalty killers. Long lead pass off Bantle's stick. Gets it into the offensive zone. Carson all alone. Good work on the forecheck, though. Gets it into his skates as he's tied up by a couple of Huskies defenders. D. St. Paul then digs it loose. Gets it to Cilia, top of the near circle. Cilia walks it towards the blue line. Gets a return pass from Dexheimer. Cilia down low. Goes forehand over to Lucius. Back to Dexheimer right up the middle. His wrist shot snatched out of the air by Whitehead. Puck was loose, but the whistle was blown. Referee signaling that he thought Whitehead had the glove on top of it long enough. As you can tell, there's a few thousand officials who would disagree with him.
And all of them will be employed by the Big Ten next week.
Yeah. It was quick. It did look like he had it for a moment covered up.
But the when the puck comes loose, that's when the puck, that's when the official blew his whistle.
And getting an overhead replay look, his glove went down on top of where the puck was, yes, but you could see plenty of puck not covered up there, and then it went right over to Lucius. Don't know whether he would have been able to deposit in the net, but they certainly had a great scoring chance right there. Instead, they're turned aside. Final 15 seconds of the man advantage for the Badgers that thought it had a goal earlier, denied, and then there gets a ruling that they're not happy about. Tyson Dick gets it into the zone. Clearing attempt picked off by Pilatichuk. Gets it off to Whitelaw. Backhand pass to Pilatichuk. A one-time feed. Celia cranks it up right into the glove of Whitehead, who makes the save with Lindmark Camp right on top of him.
Oh.
Just as the penalty expires and then some words being exchanged. Well, the clock says zero, but they have not set Dylan Ritskovina free yet. In fact, now they decide to open the door and let him out since there was no time on the clock. Players are separated in front of the netminder Cameron Whitehead, who made the save.
Vinny Borghese took offense to the fact that Simon Tassi came into the fray. I'm not sure if there's previous hard feelings going on there or what's going on.
As you like to say, I don't think they're discussing their dinner plans for the evening.
No, and they're probably like, how's chemistry 403 at your school?
I don't think so. I'm going to guess that's not happening. Owen Mellenbacher to take the offensive zone faceoff for the draw for the Badgers, but they lose it. Huskies control and a chance to clear here now that they're back at full strength. Nolan Hayes gets it out to center ice off of Lundin deep into the offensive zone. Lotch is there for the Badgers. Plays it ahead. Pastrema, who gets it off to Scholl. Scholl will dump it into the offensive zone. Puck fluttering and bouncing, and Whitehead will scoop it up. And again, some more discussion and unpleasantries after the whistle. And Mellenbacher's stick is up high into Hunter McDonald. I think he's going to take them both, but it wasn't until Hunter McDonald's helmet snapped back that the official decided to make the call.
Well, I will say that Hunter McDonald is one of the larger people. So Mellenbacher picked on somebody his own size. Let's put it that way. I think he's about 6'4", 2-something. He's a large man.
And Owen Mellenbacher, 6'2", 198. A freshman out of Fort Erie, Ontario. So there are matching penalties. Hunter McDonald into the box for the Huskies and Owen Mellenbacher for the Badgers. So we'll skate four aside now. We'll see what the open ice does here for these two teams. A little more time and space. Silly out there first for the Badgers to take an offensive zone faceoff to the right of netminder Cameron Whitehead. Silly is joined by Lucius, who collects the puck off the draw. Pilatichuk and Dexheimer on the blue line. Dexheimer takes the pass. Let's the wrist shot go. Blocker decided by Whitehead. Comes to the near boards. Pilatichuk can't hold his own. He'll have to get it back to Lucius back in his own end. To Cilia. One touch pass to Lucius. Gets around one defender. Gets in and over the line. Got a man with him. Lucius cuts to the middle. Moy, nice dangling stick handling his pass through too many sticks. Tried to get it to back over to his teammate Pilatichuk. That didn't connect. And then a chance for the Huskies the other way as the pass goes awry. Pilatichuk picks it off out front. He'll play it ahead to Lucius, who spins away waiting for some help. Nice pass to find Cilia. A chance for a 2-on-1 for the Badgers. Cilia with Pilatichuk. Puts on the brakes, then slides it out front. Whitehead off his stick. Comes back to Cilia, tries another centering pass, and that is denied. Cilia was low on the tank there. Yeah, he was low on the tank, and he was trying. All he wanted to do was get that pass to Pilatichuk, who didn't have much steam either. But the defender took that angle away, and it was too late then at that point for Cilia to shoot. Fisher back in his own zone for Northeastern. Plays it out to center. We continue four aside here for the next 55 seconds. Badgers on top, 1-0. Off the turnover, DeSay Fall at center ice. Gets it into the offensive zone. Spins away from pressure. Over and a one-timer by Lotch. Rebound was loose right out front for a moment. And now Lund has it for Northeastern. Taken away by DeSay Fall. A turnover and a chance for the Badgers. Lindmark cuts to the net. On his forehand, his shot goes wide, but a penalty call is coming here on Northeastern. Heading to the bench is McClellan. DeSay Fall fakes the shot, slides it back to the line, extra attacker out there for Wisconsin. Tassi gets the return pass right up shot. He scores. Simon Tassi makes it 2 for the night, and the Badgers lead it 2-0.
That showed some maturity. The goaltender made it all the way to the bench. Then you get into a situation where Simon Tassi's the first man out, all of a sudden the Badgers recognized that they had two extra guys out there on the ice by comparison to what they thought they had, and very, very calmly, it appeared to me, found the open man, not just trying to make a pretty pass, but find the open man who had a good shot.
Simon Tassi with his second goal of the night gives the Badgers a 2-0 lead, his third goal of this tournament, and a great lesson for youngsters. If you're here tonight, you're watching on TV, or later when you check out the highlights, if you'd like to score a goal, sometimes giving up the puck means you'll get it back. And he did. So there's also the penalty tacked on here as well. So the Badgers are getting a power play out of all this. So 4-on-3 advantage, up 2-0. In their own zone, the Badgers have the puck. Tyson Dick out to center ice. Brings it in over the line, has it knocked off his stick. It's played out to center ice as the final seconds of the matching minors, the unsportsmanlike penalties, is about to expire. And the Badgers then will go on a 5-on-4 advantage. Dangerously at the line, Badgers finally control. Dexheimer has it, walks it down the middle. A one-timer from the far side by Tyson Dick as Mellenbacher comes back out of the box. Teams are back at 5-on-4. Now Badgers power play. A one-time for Lindmark is deflected, never reaches the net. Puck is cleared past Lindmark, off the glass, out to center ice. Dexheimer quickly to DeSaint Fall. Badgers in transition. Get it into the offensive zone. Knocked out on front was one of the Badgers, that Whitlaw, and they wanted a penalty call, did the fans here, but none is coming. Shot is blocked. DeSaint Fall controls along the near wall to Dexheimer, who bobbles it, regains control of it just in front of the Badger bench. Badgers up 2-0 on the power play, 1 minute remaining. Shot right on net. Bantle trying to get to the rebound, can't kick it. Finally, it's covered up by the glove of Cameron Whitehead, and again, after the whistle, a Badger is dumped onto the ice. This time it's Matthew DeSaint Fall. And it does appear a penalty call coming out of all this. So officially it's Tassi on that goal, by the way. DeSaint Fall with the assist on the great give and go. Badgers looking to add to that lead.
Yeah, there's not a hockey player in the world that wouldn't like to take that shot that Simon Tassi had, standing inside the top of the circles, got the goalie dead to rights, and he just lays it so he can step into it in full force. Yeah, there's not a guy that would turn down that shot.
Badgers Kunis power play continues here with 57 seconds remaining in the holding call. Off the draw, Badgers control. Comes back to Palatichuk just inside the blue line. Brings it to the middle. Slides it over to Lucius, top of the far circle. His shot deflects. Puck bouncing around. Finally controlled by Northeastern. And Williams will send it all the way down the ice. McClellan stops it behind the goal line and leaves it off for Palatichuk. 35 seconds remaining in the power play. Drop pass for Cilia, almost turned it over to Williams. Oh, and Williams slams Cilia right into the boards. No penalty call coming there. He lost an edge. And a chance for Northeastern right up front. A centering pass by Borghese. Had a man on the far doorstep, but it went past him with a wide open net. So a dangerous moment for the Badgers in terms of Cilia going down. And then a very dangerous one in terms of scoring that goes awry for Northeastern. Controlled by Ritskovian. In the offensive zone, centers it out front. McClellan steers it aside. Traffic right in front of him. Outson getting very aggressive, getting right in McClellan's face. Penalty is over. Lund out of the box. We're back at five skaters aside. Badgers on top, 2-0. 3:40 to go in the second. In a game that has picked up in intensity in a number of different ways.
Yeah, the physical play is really high.
Mellenbacher backhands it in deep into the offensive zone for Wisconsin. Around the near boards it comes. Scholl will keep it in. Gets it down to the goal line. Mellenbacher is pinned up against the boards. Scholl can't get control of it. It goes behind the net. Outson looking for some help. Outson will play it off the glass on the near side and get it out to center ice at least. Lotch picks it off to Stramel. He's onside as he brings it over the line. Cuts to the middle on his backhand. Slides it to Lotch along the near boards. Snaps a pass that was ill-advised for Kerr with a stick right there. But Kerr now spins away from trouble at center ice. Nifty pass to get it over to Lotch on the near side. He'll dump it in deep. See a number of times the Badgers trying to go cross ice. A man right up front. The puck on the stick of Stramel, and it's chipped off of his blade from behind and goes just wide of the net. Stramel found himself alone up front, just couldn't control it enough to get the shot off before it was whacked from behind wide of the net.
Very awkward, unorthodox position to try and catch that pass and get a shot off.
Puck squirts loose in the Badger zone. Scholl scoops it up, and he'll bring it on ahead of steam. He gets it off to Vorlicki, but just over the line was Lindmark, who was trying to get that leg back onside as both Vorlicki and Tassi had a head of steam, but Lindmark was flat-footed, and that created the offside.
Well, which is quite obvious that he's the one that had the hip injury last year. Right, he doesn't right? have that, right. can't stretch it out that far the way he'd like to.
Badger fans, Cleary Building Corp, if you can dream it, Cleary can design it with their dream-making software. Visit clearybuilding.com. Badgers get it into the offensive zone. Turnover created. Horbach slides it back to Dexheim at the point. Then gets a return pass on his backhand side. Just couldn't control it. Slides it back to Palatichuk just inside the blue line. He'll play it softly to the far corner where Lindmark is there. On his backhand, gets it to the point to Dexheimer. Dexheimer to Lindmark at the blue line. Three Huskies right on top of them. Up very high as Fontaine picks off the pass. Plays it cross ice. Huskies get it in the zone, but Dexheimer with a nice play to take it away. Couldn't clear the zone as Fontaine plays it off the boards to himself. On his forehand side, his shot is blocked. Palatichuk collects it, gets it up to Horbach. Through center ice, he snaps off a pass that goes off the stick of Tassie as the Badgers are in the middle of a change now. Tassie along the near boards trying to get to it. Couldn't. Lotch has it at center ice. And Kerr will dump it right back in as Tassie heads off on the change. Final 1:35 of the second period. Badgers have the only goal of this period and now lead it 2-0 in this championship game of the third annual Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. Tyson Dick in the offensive zone gets it to Whitelaw. That shot is on net off the shoulder of the netminder Whitehead. Bantle has it along the far boards. Takes it below the little net. Behind the net. And then comes on his forehand side. Spins around and got that shot up high. Whitehead, who was down low, took it right off the shoulder. Bantle follows up on the forecheck, delivers a hip in the corner. Puck comes out to center ice, however. Kerr has it in his own zone. Gets away from the pressure. Kerr will play it off the boards. Nice pass to Whitelaw. Final minute of the period. Whitelaw spins away from a check, has it back on his stick. Gets it at the goal line. Sharp angle shot off the side of the cage. It goes to the far side where Bantle is there. Bantle being watched closely, plays it below the goal line behind the net. Whitelaw tied up from behind. William looking for some help, has Tyson Dick right there, slides it back to the point to Scholes. Over to Vorlicki, long shot by the captain, bounces off a leg, goes behind the net. Bantle has it on his stick, then it's knocked off. Tyson Dick is there as well. It'll go around the boards to Vorlicki, just throws it towards the front of the cage, bouncing around like a pinball. Tyson Dick takes a big swat at it, can't get it out front, and Lund controls for North. Gets it to his backhand and out to center ice as he gets past Lucius. In over the offensive line. Lund spins around. There's almost a spinner and a backhand pass. That is denied. And here come the Badgers the other way. Lucius in over the line. Long wrist shot is blocked aside, and Lucius has the rebound. Below the goal line, he's pinned up against the boards. Loses control of the puck, and Lund has it for Northeastern. Has it knocked off his stick right at the blue line as he was breaking it out. D. St. Paul gets it on the turnover to his teammate, Cilia, but the horn sounds, ending an action-packed second period. Lots of intensity, action. The Badgers had one pulled off the scoreboard, but they do put one on and head to the locker room, leading it 2-0 with just 20 minutes of regulation play to go in this championship game. Our second intermission report coming your way next here from Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
From tools and accessories to maintenance and everything in between, Menards has your automotive needs covered. Prevent gas line freeze-up with heat, gas line, antifreeze. It removes water from the fuel system and is safe for use in all four-cycle and fuel-injected engines. Grab a four-pack for just $4.99. Check out this and more great deals going on now during Menards' New Year's sale. Prices good through December 31st.
Save big money at Menards.
Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger football and basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day Sweepstakes today at AmFam.com/Badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. Here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin at Fiserv Forum, the Badgers lead the championship game of the third annual Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff, 2-0 over the Northeastern Huskies. Badgers seeking their second tournament title in the 3 years of this event. All 3 years they've been in the championship game. Our second intermission report coming your way next. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
the big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Bedroom too hot, basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's MyDiaMidwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.